Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court has heard oral arguments about President Trump's efforts to exclude illegal immigrants from the census totals. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In July, the president announced that illegal immigrants would be excluded from the population count. The president's lawyers argued in court papers that he acted within his authority. But challengers argue the move is unconstitutional and also violates a federal law called the Census Act. Last year, the Supreme Court narrowly ruled against the president's effort to add a citizenship question to the census, but the court makeup is different this year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Moderna joins Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech in seeking to begin vaccinations in the U.S. in December.
Moderna says of the nearly 200 COVID-19 cases in its study so far, 30 patients became severely ill, including one who died. But the company says all of those patients received a placebo or dummy shot. The 11 COVID participants who received the real vaccine did not become severely ill. On December 17th, Moderna will present data to the FDA suggesting its vaccine is ready for emergency use. I'm Mike Hempen.
During a visit to a potential Oxford vaccine manufacturing facility, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the country is gearing up for the most ambitious inoculation program in decades.
If everything goes right, this could be available just in a few weeks. And this could, and I stress could, really be the salvation for humanity, these vaccines. Not just this one, but obviously all the vaccines that are currently being developed.
The UK government has agreed to buy more than 350 million doses of vaccines from seven different producers should they prove effective. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 271 points, the Nasdaq dropped 7, the S&P lower by 16. More at townhall.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS consumer access.org. Number 3030.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. District Judge Elizabeth Gonzalez ruled against an injunction request by Las Vegas City Councilman and Republican District C candidate Stavros Anthony. He sought to prevent the Clark County Commission from possibly reversing course after it agreed to certify every race except for District C, in which it appears Anthony lost by some 10 votes. Commissioner Tick Sagerblum has asked the commission to reconsider its decision for a special election at its next meeting. Black Friday online sales hit a new record this year as COVID-19 had shoppers filling virtual carts instead of real ones. Shopping experts say consumers spend $9 billion on U.S. retail sites during the holiday season. Meanwhile, foot traffic to brick-and-mortar stores, they dropped more than 52% as retailers tried to thin the crowds by cutting hours and spreading out doorbuster deals. Nevada's casino operators are not saying how they're complying with the governor's statewide three-week pause, which reduces capacity to 25% from 50, but experts say their new mandate is not likely to change things.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We got a mess on the Southern Beltway right now. There's an incident. It's right in the middle two lanes, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You are bumper to bumper all the way back to Gibson there. So avoid 215 westbound at Valley Verde right now.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We always tell you in the run-up to elections that every vote counts. And here we've got, a county commission race, Stavros Anthony, Ross Miller, that's hanging by a 10-vote thread. Clark County Commission is supposedly going to meet tomorrow and talk about that. They might re-vote a special election, but it was, as I recall, it was 6-1 in favor of a special election. We just found another election that was even closer. Iowa officials today certified the results showing that State Senator Marionette Miller Meeks, a Republican, defeated former state senator Rita Hart by just 6 votes in the race for Iowa's open second congressional district. So, Iowa 2 goes to Marionette Miller Meeks defeating former state senator Rita Hart by just 6 votes. This thing really does. I mean, you want to say, well, my vote doesn't count. Ah, come on. Come on. My vote doesn't count. Why does it matter if I go to the polls? Here's another example. If you didn't need a local example, here's one. Stavros Anthony is currently losing by 10 votes. We don't know what that means and what the if we'll get a special election. I hope we do. They already voted to do that. And for some reason now, Tick Sagerblum has... inserted himself into that race and said, let's vote again. There's no evidence that there's any new evidence of any wrongdoing or anything like that. Anyway, but in Iowa, there's a race that was determined by 6 votes, a congressional race. You know, like CD1 and CD2 and CD3 and CD4. Same deal there in Iowa. And, yeah, and that race was determined by 6. Count them, 6 votes. I promised I was going to let you hear from the two leading experts. I mean, the best of the best in our country. I found it fascinating. Dr. Deborah Birx was on Face the Nation yesterday and was asked about her message to the nation, to America. Unfortunately, it runs counter to what I believe. Her message is to essentially stay out of the bars and restaurants. That's really great when you've got people that own bars and restaurants and people, you know, bartenders and servers. You know, they depend on tips. They depend on hourly wages. And yet Dr. Birx is saying, stay out of the bars, stay out of the restaurants. This was Dr. Birx yesterday on, this is cut 5, by the way, on Face the Nation.
To every American, I know we have some incredibly independent and fabulous Americans. I've met them on my trips that have spent a lifetime protecting their land, protecting their livestock, and protecting their families. To every American, this is the moment to protect yourself and your family. And so if your governor or your mayor isn't doing the policies that we know are critical, masking, physical distancing, avoiding bars, avoiding crowded indoor areas, if those restrictions don't exist in your state, you need to take it upon yourself to be restrictive. You need to not go to these places. You need to protect your family now. And really watch, if your family traveled, you have to assume that you were exposed and you became infected, and you really need to get tested in the next week, and you need to avoid anyone in your family with comorbidities or over 65, because now is the moment to... What happened would have happened. I mean, we know that people got together in Thanksgiving. The moment now is to protect those from having secondary and tertiary transmissions within the family.
Now, my question is this. Because if you're saying if you traveled, then you should be tested. What if, God forbid, you simply lived your life? You ignored the governor and you went out with friends and family. Should you be tested? Should you always be tested? If I leave the studio here and I go to Ichabod's, Sporting Life Bar, Home Plate, Lucky's, if I went to any watering hole, does that mean I need to be tested? And by the way, does that mean all of us have to do this? You're going to overrun the system. You are. Anyway, and I got to tell you, I was cutting up this sound last night, and it made me scared to death. No, I really honestly did. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in, as we do every Monday, with our buddy Scott Hammond, the state senator, Nevada District 18. He joins us. And Scott, how was your Thanksgiving? How was the family? Did you guys keep it close to home?
We did. We kept it close to home. Just the 4 kids, my wife and I, sat down and had a turkey dinner. We did. I'll say this: my wife said, "Let's order a turkey. You know, some turkey, some honey baked ham." And
yeah,
and my son went crazy. He's like, "That's not cooking a turkey." She says, "You know what? Every year I cook a turkey, it doesn't come out right. And I cook all day. I'm doing it this way. If you want to cook a turkey," of course, you know, he's 21, so he knows how to cook a turkey. But he declined and said, "No, I'm not going to cook it." So we actually enjoy our Thanksgiving sitting around playing games all day and eating at will, because it was all done.
Does it trouble you that 1 million people traveled yesterday and that something like 9 or 10 million traveled across the country over the course of the last few days. And Dr. Burke says any of these people that did travel probably picked up the disease and should be immediately tested. Won't that put a lot of pressure on the system of testing? I mean, if everybody that was out there has to assume they were exposed, I mean, that sounds like everybody should be tested. And I'm not sure if we have that many tests, do we?
I know that we have a lot of tests here that haven't been used right here in Clark County. I don't know if we have that many. I don't know the statistics that we have. But I also know that, you know, again, I go back. I've had several conversations with people in person, over the phone, Zoom, social media, which I would not recommend. There's no good conversation that can be had on social media. It just doesn't happen. So I would warn against that. But every conversation I have, it always comes back to, you know, the fact that we're all adults. You know, tell us like it is. You know, I go back to how many times Sisolak has gone on the air and has, you know, shaken his finger at everybody and, you know, thumped our chest and said, you know, do this or else. And I thought, you know, just that just doesn't work. You know, everybody's adults here, and if you just tell everybody what we're dealing with, and tell them rationally, these are the steps that you could use to mitigate. I think we probably would have a better response, first of all, perhaps lower rates. I don't know. I don't know if this is just what it would have been had we've done something or not done something. This is just also new that it'll take years before we can look back and go, okay, what was probably the best thing we could have done? For anybody who likes to look at history and say, hey, this is what this person should have done in history, then you're finally finding out what it's like to live in the moment, make decisions based on what you know right now, and then years from now, look back and go, oh, I guess we could have done better. It's just a wake-up call to everybody who's criticized those who've come in the past and have done what they could with the best knowledge they had at the time. So I think that's all it is. I know I'm talking in circles a little bit, but I hope it makes sense to you, Kevin.
No, it does. It does. It does. I want to ask you, though, the New York City school is supposedly going to reopen brick-and-mortar schools next Monday. Does that give you pause that maybe we should be rethinking it here in Nevada as well?
Oh, absolutely we should be. It doesn't give me pause at all. We should have been doing this a while ago. I really think that the schools should open. A lot of the data we are receiving does indicate that it does not affect children the same way. And of course, you know, we have so much protective, the PPE that we talked about when we first hit this virus and we did the lockdown. Well, over the summer, Clark County took a lot of their CARES Act money and they invested a ton of that into PPE for teachers. They've got boxes and boxes and boxes of PPE, the protective clothing, for teachers and for frontline workers in schools, and they're sitting on it, but they're putting it in warehouses waiting. They didn't give it to the school district because sometimes, as much as we love our teachers and our schools, the school district sometimes just loses things. So they didn't hand it over to them, but they do have it. They're just not going to hand it over until they go back into school. So they've got a lot of steps in place so that the students can go back safely. Certain procedures in place. I know that in Eureka and other places, they've been going to school day after day after day. They're wearing masks. They're doing all the steps that they've been advised to do. And they've only had, you know, one or two cases, and that's it. For the most part, they're just moving right along with their education. I'm more worried about what we're doing to kids because we're keeping them home than I would be by sending them there. And I know people are going to disagree with me, and that's okay. That's their right to do that. But, you know, that's what we do as Americans, right? We learn about things, we make choices, and we have consequences. And I just don't think that the consequences are going to be as dire as everybody thinks, sending more kids back to school.
More coming up with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We're going to talk about a column in the RJ by Deborah Saunders. Remote learning in public schools is widening the achievement gap. And it's what exactly we knew would happen when a lot of kids, you know, opened up distance learning without a tablet, without Wi-Fi. We're going to talk about that and see how far that achievement gap has spread just in the span of whatever it is, 8-9 months. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Scott Hammond alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I was fascinated by the column over the weekend by Deborah Saunders in the RJ, headlined, Remote Learning in Public Schools is Widening the Achievement Gap. I know that that one of the things Scott Hammond does probably better than anything, and that is education. Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18. And one of the things I looked at this column and I said, well, then how wide is this gap? Do you agree with Deborah Saunders that there is a remote learning gap and that it is widening the achievement gap in our schools?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. This isn't the first time that you and I have had this conversation. I think we started this conversation back in, I want to say, April or May. We had talked about this. You had mentioned it. This is something we said this was going to happen. Anecdotally, my wife, you know, who teaches still in the classroom, you know, she does sixth grade, and she's been, you know, every the beginning of this year, she tested all the fifth graders coming into sixth grade and realized that they there was a huge slippage, a major slippage. Going back to some of these kids who are coming into sixth grade, they went back to reading levels and math skill levels to the third grade. And again, that's anecdotal, but, you know, that just kind of gave me a snapshot into what we were looking at. So it doesn't surprise me, and I'm sure, and I did not read the column yet, but I'm sure that you would point out the fact that not every student was given some sort of tablet or device to get onto the Internet to be able to connect to the school. And if they did have a device, chances are they may have had connectivity problems. They couldn't connect to the Internet. Maybe there was no hotspot around, or it was patchy at best. And then thirdly, there's just some students who don't learn very well online. It's like sending everyone to a classroom with a teacher and, you know, 40 students and thinking that everybody learns that way, and they don't. Everybody learns a little bit different. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I think amongst the poor, those who struggle financially, I think probably that's where the gap is really widening.
Scott, when do we find out? When does the first standardized testing happen where we determine and we can find out if there has been in the last year an achievement gap between rich and poor?
Again, at the beginning of the year, I know a lot of schools probably administered the MAP testing to kind of find out where the students are. And I think that's, you know, I'm sure there's data available school to school on each student. This spring, you'll find I think they're going to do the SBACs again this spring. They didn't have the SBACs last time. That's the one that measures all the standards that they have, you know, the Common Core standards they have in schools now. And so the Smarter Balance exam they take every year. They didn't do it last year because of COVID. They're going to do it this year, and I think we'll be able to find out. But, you know, those test scores don't come in until August, and they really don't tell us much. It's really going to be, I think, the MAP scores that tell us a lot. And then in the future, we'll have some of these other big tests that we do annually or semi-annually. They'll come out, and they're going to tell us a lot about how much slippage we're talking about. You know, you think about it in terms of kindergarten. Some of these kids who last year were in kindergarten, they missed the last quarter. They're going to miss this whole year, most likely. They'll be in second grade and still have they won't remember what it's like. They won't have that experience of being in school. The teacher's going to have to figure out how to teach them to be still again.
Wow. That is what is so sad about this. Scott, I want to take you in a different direction. The governor spoke a while back and put new restrictions. He said, I'm not shutting it down. I repeat, I am not shutting it down. One has to wonder with the numbers keep going up. I don't know if you've been following the numbers over the weekend, but we are being told that all the families that were with family and friends over the weekend, that according to Dr. Birx, if they traveled, they should be tested immediately. How bad is it across the state of Nevada? And is it possible that we should be testing everybody?
Well, I know that up in Reno, of Washoe County, the numbers, according to a few people I talked to this morning, the numbers are kind of going down. But then you got places like Elko where there was a spike. It doesn't take many people.